Now, remember when I said the current trend in training is to learn a lot of little things and master nothing? I'm afraid we're going completely against true knowledge of how to do something with this trend. It's very obvious that every subject has its fundamentals. In learning a language, it's pronunciation. In karate, it's the basic front punch and fan block. In hockey, it's skating. In business, it's making someone's life better. And in network marketing, it's communication. Up until my wrestling experience as a teenager, I was an absolute failure at everything I did. I made D minuses. It was a D minus just because the teacher fudged the grade. I actually failed every class. I took this concept of mastering one thing to a vocational welding class my last 2 years of high school and became the best welder in the class. Took the concept into the Navy with me and became a member of one of the most elite teams in not just the U.S. Navy, but in the world, and then did the exact same thing with network marketing. Do you get what I'm admitting to you? The entirety of my success in everything I've succeeded at is exclusively because I learned to master one thing, and then master one more thing until I mastered the entirety of the subject. After one of my conference calls, there was a lady who said that her downline had said, "It was pretty good, just the basics. I didn't learn anything new." Do not listen to this training package as something where you can learn a quick trick or two. It is not that kind of training. The reason someone hasn't had success is not because they've not learned enough tricks or not learned enough new things. It's because they haven't mastered the basics. Also, one of the most annoying conversations I ever hear around the network marketing industry is this one about the average person can't do it. Everyone's talking about the average people. The bottom line is, everyone's average. At one point in everyone's life, they couldn't talk, or type, or drive a car, or anything else until they, what? Learned it. I am just as average as anyone on this planet. I just learned to communicate in an industry that will pay you very well for doing so. And you will succeed also as soon as you master the content in this package. The last point I want to make before we dive into the specifics is discipline. I was talking with a small group at an in-home training. There was one lady there that I could tell wasn't there. She was physically there, but I could see that her mind was not focused on what I was talking about. We broke from the discussion and were having sandwiches, and I was able to go over to her where it was just her and me. I asked her what she thought of the content I was discussing. After we got through the typical polite stuff, she said, "It's great for those disciplined enough to follow it. I'm just not wired that way." I'll tell you the outcome and then tell you what transpired in the conversation. She went on to be incredibly successful in network marketing. But at that in-home, I asked her to tell me what she thought discipline was, and she could only tell me that it was something she didn't have. Here's what I told her. All discipline is making a decision to continue something until you get the results you desire. Just keep making that same decision to continue again and again. The reason a person loses their discipline is because somewhere along the way they failed to achieve something they really wanted. So they decided to stop making the decision to get it. Then each time they planned to achieve something else and it didn't go as planned, they decided to cease making the decision to get it. They get a string of failures and view themselves as a non-disciplined person. So guess how one makes themselves a disciplined person again? Make a decision to do something and keep making the decision to do that thing until you get it. Then a person gets confidence in themselves. There is absolutely no one on planet Earth more important for you to believe in than you. So in conclusion to this section, make a solid, unwavering decision to learn inviting until you really know it. Make the decision to learn it fully. Make the decision not to cut any corners, that you will really learn it. Then you too will be known as a person with incredible discipline. You too will be looked at in awe. And you too will have people say to you, "You're a natural." And just like me, you will find that statement repulsive. You'll use every bit of the discipline that you have accumulated to not hit them over the head because they have no idea how hard you work to get where you are. Let's get started on your training.
Professional Inviter recordings and transcripts are copyright 2004 by Up Statistics Corporation. Any unauthorized translation, duplication, importation, or distribution is a violation of applicable laws and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.